Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Out of This Furnace by Thomas Bell is a landmark American novel of immigration and industrial labor, set primarily in the steel towns of Pennsylvania, first published in the mid-20th century. It follows multiple generations of Slovak immigrant families as they arrive with hopes for stability and dignity and then confront the harsh realities of mill life. Bell portrays the rhythms of work, home, community, and politics in a world shaped by furnaces, company power, and the constant pressure of economic insecurity. Rather than focusing on a single hero, the book builds a broad social portrait, showing how identity is forged through language, religion, mutual aid, and conflict between old world traditions and new world demands. Its reputation rests on humane character writing and a clear eye for how industrial capitalism affects daily life. The novel also traces the slow growth of labor consciousness, connecting personal struggles to collective action and long-term change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, immigration and the shock of arrival. A central topic is the immigrant journey from rural Eastern Europe to the industrial United States and the cultural jolt that follows. The novel emphasizes that arrival is not a clean transition, but a prolonged negotiation with unfamiliar language, crowded housing, and new social rules. Work prospects draw people in, yet the reality of the mill town quickly reshapes expectations, replacing imagined opportunity with grueling routines and vulnerability to exploitation. Bell explores how newcomers rely on kin networks and ethnic neighborhoods to find jobs, rent rooms, and navigate institutions, while also showing how those same networks can limit mobility by keeping people tied to certain employers and habits. The book highlights the emotional cost of migration separation from family, the strain of remittances, and the feeling of being judged as foreign. Over time, assimilation appears as a complicated blend of adaptation and loss, where succeeding in America can mean changing names, habits, and ambitions. By focusing on everyday pressures rather than romantic milestones, this topic frames immigration as a long-term test of endurance, identity, and community. Secondly, steel mill labor and the human price of production. The steel mill is more than a setting, it is the force that shapes bodies, schedules, and family life. Bell presents industrial labor as physically punishing, dangerous, and emotionally draining, with workers facing heat, noise, accidents, and constant fatigue. Jobs are defined by hierarchy and control, with foreman and company policies determining who gets the steadier positions and who remains disposable. The novel underlines how pay can be both lifeline and trap. Wages keep families afloat, yet the work consumes health and narrows future options. This topic also explores how industrial time reorganizes personal relationships. Shift work affects sleep, meals, parenting, and community gatherings, making it difficult to sustain stability even when people are trying to build a better life. The book gives weight to small details that convey the grind of production, showing how a single injury or layoff can push a household into crisis. By portraying labor as a lived experience rather than an abstract economic category, it makes the reader understand why dignity at work becomes a moral issue, not just a political one. Thirdly, family, ethnic community, and the making of belonging. Another major topic is the role of family and ethnic community as both shelter and pressure. The novel depicts households that depend on pooled earnings, shared childcare, and mutual obligation, especially when wages are low and safety nets are scarce. Churches, lodges, neighbors, and extended relatives help newcomers find their footing, creating a sense of belonging that offsets discrimination and loneliness. At the same time, these bonds can enforce tradition and constrain individual choices, particularly around marriage, gender expectations, and acceptable ambition. Bell shows generational friction as children grow up with American schooling, new speech patterns, and different ideas about freedom. Parents may measure success through stability and respectability, while younger family members seek broader horizons and resent the mill as a destiny. This tension is not treated as simple rebellion. It is the natural outcome of living between cultures. The community is also portrayed as politically and socially diverse, with people disagreeing about unions, nationalism, faith, and what it means to become American. Through these interactions, the book argues that belonging is built through daily acts of care and conflict, not through slogans. Fourthly, labor organizing, strikes, and collective power. The growth of labor consciousness is a defining topic, shown through the slow movement from individual survival strategies toward collective action. Bell illustrates why organizing is difficult: fear of firing, ethnic divisions, blacklisting, and the immediate need for wages all discourage open resistance. Yet the novel also explains why the impulse persists as workers compare experiences, recognize shared grievances, and begin to see the company as a system rather than a series of personal misfortunes. Strikes and organizing drives become turning points where private suffering becomes public conflict, bringing solidarity but also violence, shortages, and family strain. Bell emphasizes that collective action is not purely idealistic. It is pragmatic, rooted in demands for safer conditions, fairer pay, and basic respect. The book portrays leaders and ordinary participants, suggesting that movements are made by countless small commitments rather than a single charismatic figure. It also shows the costs of dissent, including social rupture within communities where some people cannot risk joining. By embedding labor politics in domestic scenes and neighborhood conversations, this topic clarifies how unionization becomes part of cultural identity and a pathway towards citizenship in a broader sense. Lastly, Americanization, class mobility, and the long view of change across generations, the novel tracks Americanization and the uncertain pursuit of class mobility. Bell presents progress as uneven some characters gain stability, education, or better positions, while others remain trapped by layoffs, illness, or discrimination. The promise of America appears real but conditional, influenced by timing, economic cycles, and the ability to convert hard work into opportunity. This topic explores how identity shifts as families move from immigrant outsiders to established residents, yet still face class barriers that limit choices. The book suggests that upward movement often requires stepping away from the mill, acquiring new skills, or embracing new forms of political participation. At the same time, mobility can bring guilt, distance from one's roots, and anxiety about abandoning community responsibilities. Bell also contrasts personal advancement with collective advancement, implying that improvements in wages and safety can elevate whole neighborhoods, not just individuals. The long view reveals how history changes ordinary lives. Wars, depressions, and industrial expansion affect hiring, prices, and social attitudes. By following characters over time, the novel frames social change as cumulative, built from resilience, relationships, and the gradual strengthening of worker voice. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want historically grounded fiction about immigration, working class life, and the rise of labor movements in industrial America. It is also a strong choice for anyone interested in Pennsylvania steel history, multi-generational family sagas, or novels that treat economics and politics as intimate forces shaping marriages, parenting, and identity. The benefit to a reader's life comes from perspective. Bell makes visible the everyday courage behind modern comforts, and he clarifies how rights at work, safer conditions, and community institutions were not inevitable but fought for through sacrifice. The story can deepen empathy for immigrant experiences, especially the tension between gratitude for opportunity and anger at exploitation. Compared with similar novels of the industrial era, Out of This Furnace stands out for its sustained generational scope and its attention to ethnic community detail alongside labor struggle. It does not rely on a single melodramatic plot twist. Instead, it builds credibility through accumulation, showing how small decisions under pressure produce lasting consequences. For buyers choosing among classic American social novels, this one offers a rare blend of readability, historical texture, and moral seriousness. If you would like to support Thomas Bell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.